we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine and think about that far off distant time. That future that could possibly be.
What's up, Sparky? It's me again. This is the Schmoovecast. My name is Leah, and this may be a short one because I'm expecting a phone call. And no, it's not from a boy. It's actually from a pal of mine. A female pal. Yeah, so no boys, but it's cool. It means that, you know, I'm still single. Gentlemen. Anyway. Oh, God, my head hurts, and I'm tired, and I'm going to craft night, and hungry. Good gosh. Hungry, hungry, hungry. But it'll be fun. Crafty night will. I'll be eating and beading and having a good time with the crafty gals. And so it was brought to my attention by Dr. Gay, the Southern... Why do I have the TV volume on while I'm talking on my podcast? Okay, TV volume's aff. So, Dr. Gay, the Southern expat, points out to me that I haven't done a podcast in almost a week. And actually, as of, like, midnight tonight, it will have been a week. So, what can you say? And the reason for that is I'm not getting my entertainment magazines like I'm supposed to. Like, the one I rely on the most for my pop culture information, I haven't gotten it in a week and a half. So, and he told me, you know, because I do what Dr. Gay tells me to, because he's a doctor, and... He wanted me to do a pop culture show, and yeah, I'd love to do a pop culture show, but by gosh, I have no fodder for the pop culture show. I mean, you know, allegedly, Tom and Katie have called it quits, but that's just alleged, and I'm not going to say whether it's true or not, because I don't want to get sued by the Scientologists or by Tom Cruise. So, do what you gotta do. And... So, this weekend, let me recap. Friday night I went to bed early, I'm sure. I don't even remember Friday night. I probably went to bed early. Probably made some pasta, because I've been on such a pasta kick, it's disgusting. You don't even want to know. So, got on this pasta kick. Ate pasta, probably, I'm assuming. And Saturday night, good times. Good times. Went to see the Ghost Fingers, and actually Ghost Finger. There's only one Ghost Finger, and oh, they were fucking fantastic, as always. It was good times. I went with a couple of female pals, or met them there. I didn't really go with them. Met them there. They rocked my socks off, and here I am. No socks. None at all. And it was a cold night, so I needed my socks, but no, I'm kidding. Yeah. So it was a good show. Ghostfinger shows are always good. There's only been one Ghostfinger show that I went to that was terrible, and it was one of their birthdays. I can't remember which one of them it was, but somebody's birthday that night, and so they were all manner of messed up. And so it wasn't that great a show, but every other Ghostfinger show I've seen has just blown me away. So, if you get a chance, check out the Ghostfinger. It would be at myspace.com/ghostfinger. Listen to them. They rock. If you live in Nashville, try to see them. If you live in Tennessee, I know they go other places, but I live in Nashville, so that's all I know about. So we had good times. Got to see some friends. It was pretty much the first time I'd been to a show since not the breakup, because I went to one after. It's probably the last show I've been to since my birthday. And I went to see Hands Down Eugene, which I probably should have stayed home that night, it being my 30th birthday and all, and me being an emotional roller coaster, you know? So, you know, you do what you can. It was a good time, whatever. So anyway, it's the first show I've been to, had fun, took picture, probably took more than one picture. Went to the Hermitage Cafe with a pal, and if you've not heard of the Hermitage Cafe, it is something else. It's like all kind of smoky and dirty and old, and it's like super cheap though. Oh my gosh, and good food too. I always heard about it, but I'd never been. So they have this, I got a hamburger and french fries. I think it was less than $4. So, you know, can't beat that. I mean, that's better than McDonald's prices and better food than McDonald's. If you're still eating McDonald's, well, yeah, I guess I do it too. I eat at the McDonald's, but only when I want like a Happy Meal or something, you know what I mean? Because I love the Happy Meals. So, what else can I say? What else can I tell you about? Valentine's Day was rough, but, you know, it was fun. I went to dinner with my family. And, yeah. Working second job this coming week, one of these days, because, well, somebody asked me to. That's as simple as that. What else? I downloaded an assload of Boblog songs. Boblog. If you haven't heard of Boblog, you've got to. He's blues and just fantastic. One-man band. Great. Great. Anyway. Well, you know, I can't think of another damn thing to say. Honestly. You know, when Dr. Gay told me I hadn't caught podcasts in a while, I said, oh, well, you know, have nothing happening going on, you know? It's just, you know, lots of pasta eating, lots of dog walking. It snowed this past weekend. And I actually drove. I didn't drive in the snow because the roads were pretty clear when I went out Saturday night, but it snowed overnight Friday. Flashy was here, and I woke up, and it was a winter wonderland out there, just beautiful, and it's still melting off. There's still some there, so it's a melting off right about now. Let's see. Speaking of pasta, tomorrow's pasta day in the cafeteria. I'm going to go get some pasta, hopefully. Actually, it's my dad's birthday, too, so if you know my dad, tell him happy birthday. Oh, God, I just did something that made my microphone go totally friggin' nuts, but okay. So, when I started this podcast, I unofficially said that I'm not going to ask for money, and I'm not going to ask for donations, and I'm not going to ask for gifts and stuff. I mean, maybe one day I will. I'm not going to say never, because I mean, I'm a, you know, I like things, but somebody do me a favor and send me an iMic. It's not for me. It's actually for a friend of mine. But a friend of mine needs an iMic. So if you would do that, I would be most grateful. It would be very nice of you. That way we can have more than just me nattering about crap like bacon and pasta and, you know, stupid shit. One thing I forgot to mention, being a staunch supporter of Team Lachey, I would just like to comment on the fact that Mr. Lachey, or should we call him Mr. Simpson, is going to be asking for spousal support. And I say, you know what, go for it. Because y'all started out pretty much on an even keel, marriage-wise, you know, and ended up, you know, with her being more successful than him, money-wise. So, yeah, I have no problem at all with him asking for spousal support. He got accustomed to a lifestyle thanks to his wife's earnings. I mean, it happens to women all the time. You know, women get used to their, because traditionally, and I'm not saying this is right, and I'm not saying I agree with it. I don't care. You know, I have no opinion, really. Well, I do have an opinion, but obviously. But the men are traditionally the breadwinners, correct? I mean, this is no surprise. You know, we live in America. And I live in America. I don't know where you live. Actually, I know somebody downloaded this podcast in Shanghai, which is funny. If you see my ex-boyfriend, you know, tell him to sober up. But anyway, traditionally, the husband or the male, depending, is the breadwinner and makes the most money. And when there's a divorce, it seems like, you know, women file for spousal support traditionally. So I have no problem with it. I don't think it's sad at all. They started out, you know, same level, and he ended up, you know, getting used to that. So I say no problem with it. I don't think there's anything wrong at all for Nick Lachey to ask for spousal support. And you know what? That's money for him to support me on when I marry Nick Lachey later on, okay? I'm just saying. I know that spousal support ends when he gets married, but, you know, whatever. If he can sock some away, and Nick, if you're hearing this, please sock some money away, and so we can have a lovely life together, you and I. So, that's my Nick Lachey rant of the week. Let's see what else we can come up with. So let's talk about Project Runway. I am so fucking sick of Santino not being kicked off of Project Runway. Good criminy. His designs, okay, they're innovative, they're neat, they're spectacular. Well, I mean, they're interesting. But they're so unflattering. I mean, he took a skinny, probably a size zero model, and made her look like she had a big old pot belly in his last dress. If you haven't seen it, go to bravotv.com/Project Runway and look at Santino's design. It's a gold dress that has these crazy, like, discs on it. I guess they're just like mirror beads or something. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, Kara's design was very simple, but maybe it wasn't finished. Maybe it needed to be steamed, but I don't know. At least it didn't have, you know, make her look like she was pregnant when she's teeny, 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 tiny. And that's another thing. I've talked about this before on previous podcasts, but I'm going to save it one more time. Stop saying bump when you mean pregnant lady belly. Because bump, I don't know, it just annoys me. I know that a baby doesn't grow in a mom's stomach, but it's the tummy, you know? Anyway, so that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever said. But I said it, and it's said, and it's done, it's out there in the ether for you to listen to. And I know you wanna. I know you loves it, so anyway, so I'm hungry. I'm about to go to the Cafe's Coco's and eat a little bit of spinach dip. And Dr. Gay, yes, I might let it get to third this time. God, that's so disgusting. Just so you know, there's a picture of me on my website, schmoovenet.com. It has me with spinach dip in my cleavage. And no, it did not fall there. I put it there because that spinach dip, oh, I mean, I just want to lay it down and make sweet love do it all night. And I remember all that night I would say, oh, I love this dip. I want to marry it. And he would say, only so that you can have sexual intercourse with it. So anyway, yeah, I guess I'm a traditional gal. I like to be married to my spinach dip before I let it go all the way. So I'm going to have a little bit of that. And, you know, I had one other thing to say tonight, and I didn't do my documentary pick of the week. Oh, wow. Okay. So last week, I saw this fantastic little documentary. It's called Oh, God, sorry, I was watching TV. I didn't forget the name of the movie. I totally remember it. It's called Dig, and it's a documentary about the Brian Jonestown Massacre and the Dandy Warhols and how they start out as friends and end up as kind of rivals in a fucked-up kind of rock and roll kind of way. It's interesting. It's also interesting on as far as being a story about, you know, a cautionary tale about drug use and genius and insanity and popular music and stuff, you know. So, I say check out Dig. the documentary pick of the week. You'll like it. The music's great. I just downloaded some Brian Jones and Massacre songs, actually. And someday I'll have to, if I ever start talking to my drunken ex-boyfriend, I'm going to have to get him to tell the story of the time he played with the BJM. I'll just shorten it because it's a long name. Although me telling you I'm shorting it just does nothing. I could have said the band name like five times in the times I've gone on about this mess. I'm so monotone. Oh my God. I've got to get someone else on the show who's not me. Oh, criminy. Okay, so I'm about to get up off this bitch. Oh God, the Watsons girls on TV. I don't understand you boys and your love of the Watsons girl, because she ain't cute. She is not attractive. She's funky looking. She looks like she's made out of plastic, and she might be, for all I know. So, anyway, Watson's girl, gross. What else? Oh, I'm going to post some pictures on my website, and they're pictures taken by my friend Julie, who lives out in the Bay. She lives in San Jose. Is that part of the Bay Area? I don't think it is, but if it is, please correct me. I need to know. I don't want to be giving out misinformation. She lives in San Jose, but the pictures she sent me are from a cemetery in San Francisco, she said. I don't know where it is, what cemetery it is, but they're beautiful pictures. She's such a good photographer, and she has this great camera. She just has some great pictures. She really does. She took classes, though, so she's got that advantage, you know. So that's it for this week. This is a lighthearted show, I like to think. I want you to count your blessings. I want you to say your prayers. I want you to read your Bible verses every day. And, no, I'm kidding. I mean, you can if you want to. I'm not going to, you know. Oh, anyway, my head hurts. I'm tired. I'm a complainer. I'm whiny. And you have a lovely evening. I'm going to go eat some spinach dip. And then maybe, just maybe, I'll marry it. By the end of the evening, it'll be like Britney Spears when she married Jason Alexander. It'll be pictures leaked to the press, and then I'll get a quick annulment. Because I'm so fabulous. Speaking of Britney Spears, this is interesting. It would seem that, for those of you who don't know, we'll get very basic. Britney Spears is married to a gentleman by the name of Kevin Federline. Now, if you haven't heard that, then I don't know. I honestly don't know, because there are tribes in Africa who have never seen the outside world, who have never been tainted by modern civilization, and even they know Britney Spears is married to Kevin Federline and has a baby. So Britney Spears is married to Kevin Federline. Britney Spears stole Kevin Federline from a young lady by the name of Shar Jackson, who I believe she's on some television show. I want to say Moesha, but I'm probably wrong. So Shar Jackson, who was pregnant when Britney stole him. Shar Jackson, okay. Kevin Federline dumped Shar Jackson while she was pregnant for Britney Spears, who later got pregnant. So this guy's got like some super semen. Because he apparently has another child by Shar Jackson. So Shar Jackson has two children, and apparently he's got a kid from someone else. I may be sketchy on that, but so Kevin Federline, married to Britney Spears, was with Shar Jackson, has two kids by her. Shar Jackson is now dating Jason Alexander, not the Seinfeld one, but the one who was married to Britney Spears in that quickie Vegas wedding that she got annulled just as fast. Okay? Crazy. They're just switching partners. Oh, that's so funny. But anyway. I mean, it's like, I will happily, she can have my drunk ex-boyfriend if I can have Justin Timberlake. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Anyway. So, the music is Glass of Wine by the New Autonomous Folk Singers, which I got from music.podshow.com. My website is schmoovenet, S-C-H-M-O-O-V-E-N-E-T .com. Oh, Comanche, Comanche dot red, R-E-D, at gmail.com. Go visit my website to see Julie's pictures. And while you're there, go ahead and add me as your MySpace friend and sign my, or put your little push pin on my map as well. It would make me so happy if you did that. I would cry. Literally. But I cry a lot anyway. I mean, jeez. So, good evening, goodbye, and I love you.